This is Good News Hour coming to you once again, we trust, with something that will be not only for listening profit, but for present and for eternal profit. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to first notice with you a pledge and a promise made by our God to His blessed Son. Now, we noticed this in a bygone address to you, but I should like to further stress it and point out to you what we did not emphasize. In the 21st chapter of Ezekiel and verse 27, we read, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more, until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. And this, of course, as we stressed, is relating to governments in this world that have been entrusted to mankind, who have sadly and miserably failed. In fact, everything that God has committed to man has ended in failure. And of course, there's only one that he can fully trust, and that is none other than his Son. Now, just again, to make this clear before you, we want our messages to be of such a character that they'll bring something to you that will produce some profit in your soul. And in the passage in Ezekiel, it says, Thus saith the Lord God. And whenever you read, Thus saith the Lord God, it's just as good as though it were already fulfilled. And I feel reasonably sure in my mind that there was never a day when the pledge and promise made by God to His Son was as near its fulfillment as at the present moment. I will overturn and overturn and overturn. My, who hasn't seen this in the last few years? The unrest and the turmoil and the strife in various countries, and an attempt to throw off all form of restraint and introduce what seems to be a better regime. But anyway, it will not be, there cannot possibly be rest in the world and peace in the world until our Lord Jesus Christ comes back. Now shall I remind you of three or four precious, precious truths that we find in the Word of God as to the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ will have the kingdoms of this world. And I shall point them out to you. First, they are His by right of creation, and we're coming back to that in a moment. Second, they are His, that is to say, the kingdoms of the world and the world is His by right of promise. And third, it is His by right of redemption. And finally, the kingdoms of the world will be His by right of conquest. You know, sometimes men get into power and it is not theirs by right at all. And as a matter of fact, the very opposite is true. It's wrong methods, and have stooped to such low depths, as it were, to accomplish their ends. But our Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. And his will be a reign that will bring peace and prosperity, and that will be without end. But shall we now notice the thoughts that we have been pointing out to you, that the kingdoms of this world belong to our Lord Jesus Christ because of creation? And I shall cite one passage at least to support this, found in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 1, and they will read together at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And of course, this suggests the thought of His deity, His eternal sonship. And then he says in verse 3, All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And then he further tells us that in Him, in our Lord Jesus Christ, life is inherent, for he says, In Him was life, and the light, the life was the light of man. Now it's wonderful, isn't it, to believe God, to be simple enough to accept, for instance, the Moses theory of creation. It's so simple to do that, and yet so godlike too. And I'm sure it brings joy and peace and blessing to those who are prepared to bow to what God says without racking the brain, simply acknowledging that by Him all things were made, everything brought into being. Then I should further emphasize this by noticing with you a passage in the epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 1, and this again I stress is supporting the truth that the world belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. It is His, and His by right of creation. If you were to turn to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2, you would read this amazing statement: "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son," or literally, "in Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds," or "the ages." All things made by our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's wonderful to be on the right side, on the winning side. And if you'd be on the right side, on the winning side, then you'll have to be on the side of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, friends, there's only the two classes: those who are reached and saved by the grace of God, those who have been born of His Holy Spirit and are in Christ Jesus. And of course, as we so frequently stress, once in Christ forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. Now, we deny what is commonly thought today, that God is the Father of us all. This is not according to the teaching of the Word of God. We are His by creation. We are His creatures. But those and those only are His who have been born again, born from above, born of the Holy Spirit of God, have had a meeting with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's they and they alone that can speak of Him as God our Father, and can in reality say, "Our Father which art in heaven." It's a wonderful relationship, you know, but it must be brought about by the new birth, by being reached and saved by sovereign grace. So then we have pointed out that the kingdoms of the world, this world, belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. It's His by right of creation. It's His because He made it. Now we're going to see that not only is it His by right of creation, but it is His by right of redemption. And I think we should stress that. It's very, very important. And if you were to turn with me, please, to the second epistle of Peter and the second chapter, and reading at the very first verse, you read this precious statement. And in fact, it's not exactly so precious, but I mean precious in that it's true. And of course, it should have a place in the hearts and cause an exercise and a real stir. "But there were false prophets also among the people." Now, this has ever been right from the very beginning. There were the true, those that were God raised up and God sent, and then the enemy, Satan, has ever and always sought to counteract the truth of God by imitation, by seeking to produce after his kind, and of course it's only the lie. And then it says, "Even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." Now, we do not believe that all people will be saved. We do not believe that all people will end up in heaven at last. Only those who are redeemed, only those who know redemption's song. And of course, you know, you must learn redemption's song in this world. You must learn it here and now. And you'd be able to say, "Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed by His infinite mercy, God's child, and forever I am." And you know, in the fifth chapter of the last book in the Bible, we have there redemption song. "And the redeemed of the Lord say and sing unto Him that loved us and loosed us from our sins in His blood." Now then, I repeat, this world, this earth belongs to our Lord Jesus because He created it and is His because he redeemed it. All creation is affected because of the entrance of sin, the brute creation, and the mineral kingdom, and everything is affected because sin made its entrance. But you know, our blessed God sent his Son and he died that he might redeem it back to himself. He made it in the first place. An enemy came in and wrested it, that is, took it out of the hands of the first man, Adam, who listened to, through Eve, his wife, listened to the suggestions of the enemy and turned away from the God of heaven. But you know, we're glad to be able to tell you that he provided redemption. And in his own time and in his own way, because of redemption, because of the price he paid, there will be no trace of sin left anywhere in this world, and all will be to the praise of the glory of his name. And I wish I could turn to a very precious psalm, and maybe we'll be able to do this a little later, as we're going to see the full results of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. But meantime, if you want to enter into the good of, and if you want to know that you'll share with him and reign with him in his coming kingdom, then today you must receive his Son, born and be born of his Spirit. For the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then he further said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Trust him today, and salvation will be yours. Now we'll continue along this line a little bit further in the will of God. Meantime, our prayers are for you that you might be reached and saved for eternity. We'd like to hear from you. This address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.